Parshas Bechukosai Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Chav Tes. The Pasuk states, Kol Cheirem Asher Yochoram Min Ha'odom Lo Yipodeh Mois Yumas. Any condemned person who has been banned from mankind shall not be redeemed. He shall be put to death. The word in this Pasuk, Yochoram, is a verb that belongs to Binyan Hof'al. In Binyan Hif'il it would be Yacharim, and Hof'al, Yochoram. The word in Pasuk Chavches is Yacharim. This verb belongs to Binyan Hif'il. Both words are spelled with the exact same letters. If you are learning this parsha, be careful not to confuse these words since they have different meanings. It is easy to confuse these words since there are no nekudos in the Sefer Torah. Also be careful to say the word yipodeh, which means will be redeemed. This verb is in binyan nif'al. Lo yipodeh means shall not be redeemed. The word yifdeh, which has the same letters, means he will redeem. This verb belongs to Binyan Kal. If you say lo yifdeh, this means he shall not redeem. I would like to present now the pshat of Rashi, Ramban, and Ibn Ezra on this pasuk of Kol Cheirem Asher Yochoram Min Ha'odom Lo Yipodeh Mois Yumas. Any condemned person who has been banned from mankind shall not be redeemed. He shall be put to death. Rashi explains that this pasuk is referring to a person who was condemned to death by Bezin. If someone makes a neder to contribute the monetary value of this condemned person, the neder is not valid and not binding since he will be put to death. He has no monetary value, and he cannot be redeemed. He has no worth, no valuation. This is what Rashi says. The Ramban explains that this pasuk is referring to a different situation altogether. Anyone who violates the decree of a melech, a king, or the Sanhedrin, shall be put to death. The Ramban cites an incident from Shoftim, the last Perek, Perek Chof Aleph, regarding the men of Yavesh Gilad, who transgressed an oath by not coming to Mitzpah after the terrible event that the men of Shevet Binyamin perpetrated by violating the Pelegesh B'Giva, the concubine in Giva. The Perek in Shoftim begins, V'ish Yisrael nishba b'mitzvah leimor, Ish mimenu lo yitain bitoy levinyamin leisha. Every person from all the Shvatim swore at Mitzpah that they would not allow their daughters to marry any of the remaining 600 men who survived the war that they fought against Shevet Binyamin. Pasuk Hay states, Vayomru b'nei Yisrael, Mi asher loy olo bakohol mikol shivtei Yisrael el Hashem, ki hashivuwa hagedoylo hayisa la asher loy olo el Hashem hamitzpah leimor mois yumas. All the Shvatim agreed that whoever is not present at this assembly would be violating the great oath, and he shall be put to death. And behold, after all the people were counted, no one was there from the inhabitants of Yavesh Gilad. Pinchas was also present at that time, and they sent 12,000 valiant men and commanded them to go and kill the inhabitants of Yavesh Gilad, including the women and the children. The only ones who were spared were the 400 girls who never had any relations with any man. The Ramban comments regarding these events, Ve'ein ha-sivaro noisenes she'osu kol ho'edo ro'o kozois lohomis anoshim rabim mi'Yisrael she'enom chayovim. It does not stand to reason that the entire Klal Yisrael perpetrated such an evil act killing many men who are not deserving of death. The taking of an oath does not permit them to commit murder.
And
Pinchas was there at the time, and the whole war against Shevet Binyamin took place on his orders. The Ramban says, Elavadai nischayvu bishvil she'avru al hacherem. The Ramban says, rather, it is certain that the people of Yavesh Gilad had rightfully incurred the death penalty for transgressing the cherem of the Kohol and for violating the Shavuah HaGedolah. Therefore, the Ramban says, V'lochein ani oimer, ki min ha-kosuv hazeh yoytzei lohem hadin. It is from this pasuk, kol cherem asher yochara min ha-adam lo yipodeh mois yumos, that we learn, she-kol melech b'Yisrael, oy sanhedrei gedolah b'ma'amad kol Yisrael, yesh lohem rishus b'mishpatim. Any king of Yisrael, or the great Sanhedrin, in the presence of all of the Bnei Yisrael, have the authority concerning instituting judgments and decrees. V'im yacharimu al ha'ir lehilochem oleha, and if they declare a cherem on a city or a shevet to wage war against it, whoever transgresses the cherem incurs the death penalty. Ha'oiver olav chayov misa. V'hu chiyuvan shel anshei Yavesh Gilad. And this was the reason that the anshei Yavesh Gilad were condemned. The Ramban also states, the same pasuk is applied to the incident regarding Shaul HaMelech and his son Yonasan. Shaul HaMelech decreed that no one is permitted to eat anything before morning, and declared an oath and a klala, a curse, against anyone who would transgress his oath. Yonasan was unaware of the Shavuah and tasted some nectar, and Shaul condemned his son, Yonasan, for being oiver on the Shavuah. The Ramban says, Umeheichon nischayivu elu misa min hadin, chutz min hakosuv hazeh. It is only from this pasuk that these were chayiv misa, the pasuk of kol cherem asher yochoram. The Ramban also applies this pasuk to the very unfortunate incident regarding the shofet Yiftach HaGiladi and his daughter. The pasuk tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Lamed, Vayidar Yiftach Neder Lashem Vayoymar, Im Nasoin Titein Es Bnei Amoin Biyodi, V'hoyo Hayoytzei Asher Yetzei Midalsei Veisi Likrosi Bishuvi Bisholoi Mibnei Amoin, V'hoyo Lashem V'ha'alisihu Oila. Yiftach made a neder and said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Bnei Amoin into my hands and I'm victorious at war, the first one who goes out from the house, my house, towards me when I return back from war, Bisholoim, will be Lashem, and I will give that as an Oila, V'ha'alisihu Oila. And Pasuk Lamed Tes says, V'ayas lo es nidroi asher nodar. He fulfilled his neder. The Ramban states that this was a great mistake on the part of Yiftach to fulfill this neder. V'zeh hayo ta'usoi shel Yiftach bevitoi. This was the mistake of Yiftach regarding his daughter. Ki choshav ka'asher cherem negid Yisrael chol v'kayom lohamis anoshim. He thought that just as the cherem of a ruler in Yisrael takes effect and is valid insofar as putting people to death, likewise, he thought, im nodar be'es milchamtoi la'asois me'ish oy anoshim zevach yochul haneder. He thought, if he made a neder in his time of milchama, that the neder must take effect. V'lo yoda, but he did not understand, ki cherem hamelech v'hasanhedrin chol al hamoridim l'chaloisam. He did not understand that the cherem of a king or the Sanhedrin takes effect only against Moridim, those who rebel, so that the king can kill them to stop a rebellion. Oy, al ha'oyver gezer asam v'takon asam, or against those who transgress their decrees and edicts. Avol lochul neder lasois oylom midavar she'einoy ra'uy l'ashem, chas v'shalom. But that a vow should take effect to make a burnt offering out of something which is not fit for an offering to Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'lochein amru b'vreishis rabo, she'afilu hekdesh domim loy hoyo chayov. Yiftach was not even obligated to redeem his neder with money. Therefore, the neder of Yiftach was null and void, and he wasn't even obligated to set aside the money value of his daughter. The Ramban concludes, V'ne'enash b'domeha. Yiftach was ultimately punished for the shedding of her blood. The Ramban continues and rejects the pshat of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says that the words in the pasuk v'ha'alisihu oyla means that she will be set aside, she will be holy to Hashem, meaning shetihyeh parush midarchei ha'olam la'amoid l'shareis b'shem Hashem b'sfila v'hoidois l'elokim, that his intent by making the neder was that if it would be a human being, then that person would be isolated from the ways of the world, and the person would be a hermit, and be dedicated to Hashem through prayer and giving thanks to Hashem. But if that which emerges would be something that is roi l'karbon, he would offer it as a karbon. This pshat of the Ibn Ezra is rejected by the Ramban, and the Ramban maintains that Yiftach actually carried out his neder by sacrificing his daughter. This is basically the approach of Rashi, the Ramban, and the Ibn Ezra. I would just like to add one additional point from the Sefer Emes Liakoy from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. The Pasuk in Shoftim Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, states specifically, Kol Isha Yoida'as Mishkav Zohor Tacharimu. Every woman that had relations with a man, you shall destroy. But the next pasuk states that they found 400 girls who did not have relations with a man and were spared and remained alive, since they were needed to marry the remaining men of Shevet Binyamin. Rav Yaakov asks that if they were chayiv misa from the pasuk of Kol Cheirem Asher Yocharam Lo Yipodeh Moishumas, no one can be redeemed and they must die, how were the 400 permitted to be redeemed and remain alive? And if you want to answer that women were not included in the cherem, then why were the other women, Haba'ulais, killed? Rav Yaakov writes at the end, V'tzorich iyun, this matter has to be looked into. However, he suggests the following. V'zeh l'shoinoi, this is the Lashon of Rav Yaakov. V'efshar d'becherem, kol mi she'efshar she'boi ho'ashmo nichnas b'chlal. It is possible that concerning the cherem, only those who can be included in the category of guilt are included in the pasuk of kol cherem. U'mi she'hu nichnas b'chlal cherem zeh, Hurgin gam tapov, and whoever is in this category of guilt, then their children are also killed. Uchemoisha hurgin kitane ir hanidachas, just as is done with the children of an ir hanidachas, a condemned city. Masha ein kain, habonim hagedolim, yesh aleihem din mitzad atzmon, de im heim tzadikim, nitzoilim. Which is different regarding adult children who are judged as individuals. If they are tzaddikim, then they are spared. Ulefichach be'emes, Mitzat hacherem, einan rak ha'anoshim shehayu mechuyavim lavoy lehishtatef batzava. Therefore, regarding the cherem, the only individuals who are included in the cherem are the men, who are obligated to participate and fight in the army. V'hanoshim huchrumu mipnei sheyitochein shehazichorim loy ba'u mipnei sheneshoyseihem ikuvum. And the women were also included in the cherem because it is possible that the men did not come because their wives dissuaded them from going to mitzpah. V'nimtza shegam hein hoyu b'chlal hacherem. And as a result, they too were included in the cherem. Uvishvilam gam tapom hecherimu mishum shehein tefeilim lahoyrehem. And because of the mothers, the children also were included in the cherem. Avol hanaorois shehein gidoilois shehein ba'atzman loy hayu mechuyavois lavoy v'lo yadu ish sheyakvuhu. But the adult single women who are not obligated to serve in the army and did not have men or husbands to dissuade them from going were not obligated to appear at the gathering place in mitzpah. Im kein ein aleihem din cherem. Therefore, the din of cherem did not apply to them. This completes part 1, Parshas Bechukosai.